You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
What's up, good people? It's Tony Baker here, and it's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. I'm back again, man. The thing about verbal cardio, man, it's a journey, man. When I started out with verbal cardio, I was way more consistent. I was doing it. It was no visual component. The visual component adds a lot that, you know, I got to do, get done. You know, you want a certain look and you want to keep the consistency of the look. When I was doing it with no visual early on, it was just me, a microphone, and my laptop. And I had the software and everything. It was boom. I throw that up and I could do that all the time. I can do it in any city, whatever the case may be. So now, you know, when people want the audio and the visual, it changes. So then when we first started the YouTube, I was doing it in the kitchen, verbal cardio. I was still doing it on a regular basis. And then, you know, life happens. You know, no excuses. But, it just fell by the wayside. Then I would try to bring it back, you know, via, you know, me doing it at home in the living room or just like wherever I could. And then, so now, you know, with the help of Cam, you know, the magic man behind the camera, I'm going to try to be more consistent with the audio visual experience of verbal cardio, man. Plus, you know, I got daddy issues going, and I've been touring a lot, so it's been busy, which is good. But, you know, my co-host Water is still always in the building. You know what I'm saying? Water is the co-host of the year. Water should be everybody's co-host in life. Y'all need to build your relationship with Water. And I say this every episode of Verbal Cardio, man. Drink more water. It's the reason we exist. Respect it. Y'all not putting enough respect on Water's name out here. You know what I mean? Y'all respecting coffee and soft drinks and beverages to the highest degree. But then y'all look at water like it's a burden. If Water was like, yo, I'm done with y'all, and we out of here, man. One at a time, slowly but surely, we out of here, man. Anyway, man, I'm back. Verbal cardio. I posted on social media. I was like, if y'all got any questions for me for verbal cardio, let me know. And y'all didn't really show up with the questions. Y'all just using me for voiceovers at this point, man. Because, like, you know, I asked y'all to send me questions, and I got a good five questions in this thing. I'm like, man, y'all just cold with it. Y'all don't want the verbal cardio back in action, I see. You know? So I was like, all right, I'll see how it is. You know, so I'm gonna just talk anyway, man. I just got back from Orlando, Florida. Florida just had a hurricane scare. The Bahamas just got it. Oh man, they got put through the ringer by Hurricane Dorian, and then it just went up the side along the Carolinas and stuff like that. So I was going to Orlando. I could have been going into the disaster zone had the hurricane stayed on the initial course that they had, you know, projected. It would have went, you know, straight on through. Orlando would have got hit. And so, you know, I was like, I didn't even think I was going to be doing shows in Orlando this weekend, to be honest with you. And, you know, I was like, you know, I was really worried about the safety of, you know, people more so than my shows. I'll be all right. If the shows didn't happen this weekend, I would have been all right. I would have been more concerned with y'all. But it was funny just seeing how the people of Florida were just chill about, you know, the hurricane season. Like, they do this every year. This is nothing new to them. They were just like, yeah, we're out. We thought we wasn't going to be out this weekend, but here we are. You know, it's real, like, laid back, and it's just funny putting actual faces to the people that would have been in the danger zone. You know, when you're watching CNN or whatever, you just like, oh, it's a level 6. We've never seen anything like it. Pray for Florida, y'all. And then when I'm in Florida looking at you in the eyes, it's just like, I was just happy I could still keep my hair appointment on Wednesday because it never showed up. I'm just happy that, because to them it was just an inconvenience on their lives. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're happy it didn't come, but man, I canceled my appointment. Now I can't get back in there because Dorian's going to change his mind. I was like, wow, y'all are just, you know, really inconvenienced by a storm. I never got the people that, you know, they just, I ain't leaving. I never got the I ain't leaving mentality. Like, when you got a natural disaster coming your way and you sitting there talking about, I ain't leaving, leave. What point are you proving by staying? I don't get the I ain't leaving mentality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hurricane winds are coming to black. They could tear your house to shreds. What are you doing by staying there? Are you going to fight the storm? Are you going to wrestle the hurricane down and show them who's boss? Are you going to do, or him or her, because they always change the gender of the hurricane. Is that what your plan is? You going to show the hurricane who's boss. That hurricane doesn't give a damn about you. The hurricane has no ego. The hurricane's not like, oh, that's Mr. Randy, man. He ain't going to play no games. I'm going to just speed past his house. No, that hurricane's coming through you and that house. And if your house had the choice whether to leave or stay, your house is leaving. Your house would pack up and leave. Your house would be like, I'm out of here. Hand me that garage. I'm out. So please leave. Don't prove a point. Don't do any of that. Leave, man. Get to safe ground, man. I never got that mentality, man. And I've been in some natural disasters. Not been in them, but close to. Like, you know, I lived in New Mexico. They get tornadoes in Clovis, New Mexico because it's flat. And so summertime, you can get – they got tornadoes all in that panhandle area. And, you know, I saw a tornado with my own eyes. I'll never forget it. I'll be like, yo, as long as I live. Seeing a tornado in the flesh with your own eyes, that's, you never forget that visual. And when I looked over there and saw it, I was like, I'm dead. I'm a dead man. It's right there. But it never came over there. It's almost surreal. It's almost... It's beautiful, though, but it looks like it's not moving when it is. It's crazy. I was like, yo, this is insane. And ever since then, I had a new respect for, like, nature and what it's capable of. Because earthquakes out here, you don't get the heads up. You just chilling, living your life, and then all of a sudden, you just shimmying through the house. Your bowl of cereal is all over the living room now. You know what I mean? No warning, no, you know, at least with hurricanes, you got 5 days to get the hell out of here. Trust us. But, you know, earthquakes come out of nowhere. And so, but, man, they were good shows in Florida, man. Florida's hot, too, man. I was out there sweating to the oldies, man. I was greasy as hell because I went to Gatorland. So I was outside for an extended period of time. And when I tell you I was drenched, I was like, y'all do this all the time? Nah, man. I can't do the Florida life, man. It's too hot. Like, hot and humid? Oh, man, I can't do it. But I get it, man. People go down there for the – and I think I breathe better in humidity. But, man, listen, that was just too – I was soaked. I was like, oh, hell no. My bad, Cam. I got loud on that one. You know, I was soaked. But Orlando was good. The shows, it was a great turnout. You know, 900-something people came out and paid money to see us. So that was a good thing. It was more people that came out total, but I look at the actual ticket count of people that actually purchased tickets. It was 900-something for the whole weekend. I'm like, man, thank y'all, man. That's love, man, you know. And if you big-time comedian, oh, 900-something, that's small potatoes. But for me, that's a lot. And so I appreciate everybody that came out to the shows in Orlando, Florida. Shout out to Orlando, Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, like I didn't know my geography like that of where Orlando was actually placed within the state. Like if you're not from a state, you don't know where nothing is. Let's be honest. Like everybody, you know, I could tell you where the states are on a map, roughly. But I got to be looking at the actual map. I got to be looking at the state shapes and then boom, boom. I can't tell you. So I couldn't tell you where Orlando was in the grand scheme of things. Like, everything's by Miami if you're not from Florida. You're like, yeah, Orlando down there by Miami. You know, Orlando and then the Florida Keys are right inside Miami. And then you got Tallahassee underneath Orlando. And then you got, you know, you don't know nothing. Daytona Beach is right there in the center of Florida, even though it's called a beach. We don't know anything if we're not from that state. So you got to give people some leeway on that. Like, y'all don't know what's over Nebraska right now. Cam, what state is over Nebraska? To the immediate north of Nebraska. Oh, Cam might actually know this. Like, you're at gunpoint. Do you know what's directly above Nebraska? He tried to piece it together. He got his hands moving. He says it's one of the Dakotas. Well, shoot, we could look, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. U.S. state map. Let's see. It could be. You know, it could be. Nebraska, right over Nebraska. Yep, South Dakota. Well, Cam actually knew, so he just shredded my point. You shredded my point, Cam. God damn it. But, yeah, it's one of the – I didn't know that, you know. Yep, Nebraska, South Dakota, and everybody should know what's over South Dakota. That's an easy win. But, okay. All right, well, you proved me wrong, Cam. Damn it. God damn it. Anyway, Florida was fantastic, man. I'd love to go out. I'll go back out there again at the end of November. I'll be in Tampa at the Tampa Improv. So if you're out that way, you know, because Tampa's right over – underneath in between Miami and like Orlando. It's like right in the, I don't know what Tampa is, but pull up though. We'll be out there. Also, like, you know, when I flew back, you know, every time I get back home, you know, I try to get back in the gym, try to get back into the swing of things. I'll be tired though when I get home because I'm constantly running around and then, you know, trying to get stuff done. When I'm at home, man, this errand city, I'll be running errands like a mug when I get home. I saw It this weekend. You know, I'm about to drop the review on the YouTube page soon. So I saw It Chapter 2. I kind of want to drop the review first before I really go into it on here. Because what I used to do on Verbal Cardio, I used to do like a movie review. Not really like a review, but I would talk about a movie and then go into like other elements of life as I talk about the movie, and then I would just do it. You know, I'll probably still use that same format, you know, going back into Verbal Cardio, but I'm gonna start that up on the next episode. I do want to address a couple questions that were asked. You know, the few people that showed up with the questions. This one from LaFemme Nikita on Instagram, LaFemme_Nikita. Appreciate you for asking the question. Experiences with the paranormal, seeing ghosts, having a moment of clairvoyance. Heard my mom praying and crying while I was asleep one night, and I drifted back to sleep only to have her wake me up and say, pray for your dad. I didn't know why, but I did, as I was told, and didn't even know when I fell back asleep. She woke me up in the morning for school, and as I was getting ready, I remembered she woke me up to pray. I asked her where was Daddy as she was making breakfast, and she said, "I don't know," and kept cooking. About 20 minutes or so later, a wrecker pulls up at our house with my dad's mangled old red Toyota Corolla on the bed. I saw that car and just knew my dad was dead. I stared at it with my heart stopped until I saw my dad hop out of the passenger side of the wrecker. Not a scratch on him. To this day, if you catch my dad in a good mood, he will tell you the cat was going to go over a precipice where he would have died until a figure in white pushed/bumped the car into the only light post on that road for half a mile. So according to this story, wow, first of all, the femme Nikita, this story is incredible. Like, you know, I'm glad your dad is still here. That is amazing. And the fact that her dad said a figure in white pushed/bumped the car into the only light post. This is to say that her dad was saved by a figure in white, guardian angels. You know, do y'all believe in them? Do you think we all have guardian angels out here? You know, are they out here to watch over us, protect us? And what I can also get from this is the power of prayer. You know, the power of prayer, did that work? Did them praying for her dad, you know, send the figure in white to push the vehicle into, you know, safer ground? That's crazy, man. Do y'all believe in that? Do y'all believe in, like, you know, guardian angels? My mom has a story, and I might have mentioned this on one of my Rural Cardios in the past, but my mom told me a story about her Aunt Louise, and, like, you know, and this is why to this day I believe in ghosts, even though I'm not sure if I've seen one or not, but I'm fascinated by the paranormal. She told me that one night she was very close with her Aunt Louise, and so her Aunt Louise had recently passed or whatever, and she was leaving another family member's house really late at night. This is Chicago. And she was walking home, and my mom was younger then, and I want to say she might have been a teen around this time. And so she was walking home, and a guy was following my mom. And so she was, you know, my mom is very observant. She's very, like, on point when it comes to navigating through the city. She's always been that way. She's like, you know, even when, like, it'd just be me and her, you know, going through the city, riding the L or whatever, if somebody came up and she sensed danger, she would cuss you out in a hot minute. She was just leave us alone. I've seen her do it several times. So she's very much in tune with her surroundings. So a guy is following her. It's nighttime. So she's like, oh, Lord, please, you know, don't let something happen to me tonight. I don't know who this is following me, but I'm being followed now. So she's walking. And then she noticed that as she's walking, there was like a little glow towards the bottom of her feet that she wouldn't directly look at. But she just kept walking and, like, you know, praying that the guy behind her, you know, would just go away. So she noticed a glow towards the bottom of her feet, and the guy just took off running. He just took off running, and she said that glow stayed with her until she got on the bus. And so she kind of looked down, and she could see, like, she saw, like, the visual, like, the house shoes and kind of like the nightgown that her Aunt Louise used to wear all the time. And so she felt very calm, very reassured, and never really fully looked directly at what was going on right there, but she just felt the calming effect of that light. And she got on the bus, and the guy that would do her harm took off running, man. And, like, yo, that she told me that story, and I was like, yo, ghosts are really out here. And so, like, growing up, you know, I was always on the hunt, like, not on the straight up hunt to where I would do crazy stuff by myself. Like I wouldn't say Bloody Mary in the mirror by myself. I wouldn't do the can. I remember one time I would hear like scary Bloody Mary stories. Like they would be like, you know, if you say Bloody Mary, if you ever say Bloody Mary in the mirror, she stays in your mirror. Like once you call her, anytime you in there with the light off, she will always be in your mirror. Or like Bloody Mary was just a, when you throw the water droplets on the mirror and you say her name, the droplets turn into blood. Like she doesn't actually appear, but the blood droplets do a little something. And so I was like, but I never had the guts to do any of this by myself. Like and we would always talk about it at like get-togethers at Veronica's house. And like, you know, we would just be like, yo, let's do something scary. Like we were the kids that was always down to do something scary. You know, I don't know if y'all know this about me. I moved to Clovis, New Mexico when I was in high school. And so, you know, when teens hang out, you either drinking, partying, or whatever. And so when you're in a small town, sometimes you just want to do something fun. And so we would do, like, scary stuff. We would go to abandoned factories on the edge of town or, like, you know. And so one night we called ourselves piling into the bathroom and was doing the Bloody Mary in the mirror. But it was, like, nine of us piled up in the bathroom, squeezed in, and kind of saying it, silly, laughing. Here's the thing. When you do scary adventures, everybody has to take it seriously. You gotta go in there. I don't like doing scary adventures with people that play too much, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying you gotta be, like, serious. And I'm just saying don't be doing jump scares. Like, when we going down into a creepy well, don't be like, yeah, don't. This ain't the time for that. I will shove you down in this well right now. I will sock you in the face. You'll lose me as a friend if you're playing too much. When we're in neck deep into the scary adventure, do not play games. Hey, we got to stick together. We got to be focused. We got to be serious business. We got to be on alert and ready to run at a moment's notice. I don't need you playing around in the background. So take all that into consideration when we piled up in the bathroom talking about Bloody Mary, and I'm in the back of the pile. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not the front one at the mirror, but I'm seriously on the edge. Like if it was like a movie poster of us piled in and the camera's the mirror, you would see me in the bottom left corner of the movie poster down there where they put the film rating in the cast. Like, it would be like Columbia Pictures over my face looking at the mirror, you know what I mean? But we were too silly. Like, it wasn't enough serious focus in there, because they say when you do the Bloody Mary, you got to be serious and focused. So then when we got to the third one, we just piled out of the bathroom. Was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Crazy, right? And so I don't think we really fully did it any justice, because we were too, you know, silly and scared. But within that, I was dead serious on the side. I was just shook. So, and I'm a fan of scary adventures. To this day, I'm 42 years old. I'm still down for the scary adventure. And so is my oldest son, Serene. So is my girl, Sabrina. So, you know, we're always down for stuff like that. But you just can't be playing. Like, it's serious business when we going in here, man. No jokes, no games. Don't be hiding. If you go missing and I call you and you don't answer, you're getting left. I'm not going to be looking for you. I'm not going to be. And if you didn't drive, guess what? You stuck at this abandoned factory on the edge of town because you was playing. I'm not playing no games out here. I'm all for the scary adventure, but no. And I remember my introduction to a Ouija board. Now, a Ouija board happened. I've never actually done the Ouija board thing. I've only, you know, we was at a party one time. They pulled out the Ouija board, and me and my boy Mario was like, oh, hell no. They just pulled out the Ouija board. And so we were kind of watching them, but we were on edge. We were by the door just in case anything cracked off. We was just like, hell no. So we was posted up, and this was in the trailer. And so we were posted up, and I'm like, yo, they really doing the Ouija board. And one of the candles blew out. We got the hell out of Dodge. Me and Mario teleported out of that trailer 15 miles away in seconds. We was out of there. We was like, hell no. So the Ouija board, I do not trust. I don't trust it, I'm sure. And if y'all are watching this episode, if you got any Ouija board stories or any Bloody Mary stories, I would love to hear them. But a part of me, you know what I'm saying, a part of me is too scary to do ghost adventures because I don't play around. Like, you know, I don't know if I really do my full investigative reports because I teleported, you know, because I'll teleport in a minute. But, man, let me tell you something. And then there's a thing called, we used to do this game with pencils called, I forget what we called it. But you take 6 unsharpened pencils, okay? And apparently they answer questions accurately. Now, I was like, what? Whatever. So what you do is, like, you take 6 unsharpened pencils. Each person, you do it one-on-one with another person. Each person holds 3 pencils. And you hold it like you got the pencil in the center here. And then you do the other 2 pencils on the side. So like this. So it's going to be like this. So I'll be holding 3 pencils like this. And then you hold the other 3, and we connect the ends that point to each other, like a field goal post turned like this. And so the ends come together like this. And so from there, and while they're connected, you ask questions. And so then, and I've done this, and it's been accurate. You ask the pencils questions, and then if they go up, that's a yes. A down is no. If it goes inside, that's an I don't know. And if it goes outside, whoever you're getting these answers from is getting upset. I was like, wait, what? Whatever. And so I tried it, and the pencils really did move. I was like, nah, yes. And I don't know, maybe it was us unconsciously moving forward and pushing the pencils. Nah, I remember sitting still, being a skeptic. And the pencils were moving. And then the questions we were I was asking questions I knew the answer to. And they were accurate answers. I was like, hell no. And so I did this a couple times. I did it like a few times. And the last time I ever did it, we was at a coworker of mine at Dairy Queen. Her name was Lisa, I think. We went to her apartment. We were doing the pencils and doing the pencils. That sounds like a funny term. We were doing the pencil thing and a window in her bedroom just broke. It just broke. And where her apartment was, there was nothing back there. Like there's nothing. Like if you look out the back window, it's just a field. And so we heard the window break. We all go in there and then we look out and there's nobody around. And so we're just like, yeah, I'm kind of done with the pencils. And I haven't done the pencils since then. Matter of fact, I remember that night, my boy Mario was there. Man, me and Mario was tight. Mario, I asked Mario, hey man, you going to stay the night at my house tonight? And we was shook that night. We was up late. We were playing Twisted Metal on PlayStation. We were just, you remember that game, Cam? Twisted Metal. We were up super late. I was like, hell no. That window just broke mid-game. And I already told you, like, you know, when it goes a certain way, it's getting upset. Let me tell you something. Because the pencil game sounded low-key like a Ouija board spirit that you're dealing with. And so I was like, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what was doing that? Like, what was causing the pencils to move up and down like that? I don't know, man. And maybe if you got the scientific explanation on pencils, unsharpened, unused pencils, moving up and down when you put them together, let me know. Fill me in right now. Because maybe they just naturally do it when you hold them together for a certain amount of time. Maybe there's some kind of magnetic element with the lead that's used. And I don't know. I didn't do the investigative reports then. This was like 96, so, you know, I wasn't on Google then. I don't know, but, man, listen, that. And also, if you down to try it and let me know what happened. Let me know, you know, what happened when you tried it, fill me in. Because, man, I retired. I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of down to do it again just to see if it's, you know, maybe my teenage eyeballs was tripping. I'm down to do it as a grown man. Not in my house, though. I got to be somewhere else. Because if there is a spirit connected to the pencils, I don't want that spirit lingering around my apartment. Plus, I got cats, too. They don't need the stress. Because, you know, they say cats can see, you know, ghosts and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't want Midnight and Dapper out here stressed because now we got an extra spirit in the house and they got to deal with that spirit when we go on and out of town and the apartment's dark and the spirit's looking at them and they looking at the spirit. It's like, they don't deserve that. So, you know, I would have to do it somewhere else. And then it would suck if I did it somewhere else and then the spirit comes home with me and I'm just like, oh, now Sabrina got to deal with the spirit and, like, you know, the cats and it's just a whole thing, and then you're cooking food, and then the spirit's tasting it, and like, you know, and having you add extra ingredients that's not even good. Because you don't know when the spirit died, you know, it could be in here with the old school ingredients. You got to put licorice in this. Like, licorice? Who's cooking with that? You know, I don't know. It's a whole thing. Anyway, man, let me know. Share some scary stories with your boy, too. I'll be posting this full episode on my Patreon page. I'll be posting, like, you know, preview clips on my my Instagram. So if you got any questions on that, let me know in the comment section on Patreon or on the gram. Let me know. Verbal cardio, man. I'm trying to stick to it this time and really, 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 really put these out on a regular basis, man. I want y'all to hold me accountable. We back. I want to thank y'all for listening as always. Thank you for supporting. And thank you for even asking about verbal cardio. Every chance you get, man, I super appreciate that. And I want to hear y'all scary stories, too, man. Let me know, man. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.